VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in Florida say three people, including the gunman, are dead after a mass shooting at a shopping mall in downtown Jacksonville. Nine other people suffered gunshot wounds. All the gunshot victims treated at hospitals are in stable condition. Two others were also injured as they attempted to flee the gunfire. The police say the lone shooter is believed to be a 24-year-old white man from Baltimore named David Katz. They say the suspect took his own life. Katz used at least one handgun in the attack. The shooting took place during an online gaming tournament at a restaurant and sports bar where contestants were competing playing a video game. Police say officials have at least one video that shows at least the beginning of the attack. Pope Francis ended his visit to Ireland Sunday with a religious ceremony attended by hundreds of thousands of people in rainy, windy weather. Saturday, he met for more than an hour with eight survivors of sexual abuse, including Mark Vincent Healy.
His 2,000 words are just too much. They really have very little meaning or content. The idea that sort of like he can bring about the end of child sexual abuse, for example, even within the clergy. Where does he get this from? I mean, we're aware that it is still yet ongoing.
One report said during the meeting with the survivors, the Pope strongly condemned priests who commit sexual abuse or cover it up. The Islamic State's Afghanistan leader, Abu Saad Arabi, and nine of his commanders were killed during a drone strike overnight. The missile strike happened in eastern Nangarhar province, the headquarters of the terrorist group. The strike also destroyed two of the group's bases. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday that Ghani has asked the three to remain in office and, quote, work towards the betterment of the security situation. Their resignations were offered hours after Ghani's national security advisor abruptly resigned. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is calling for unity in Zimbabwe after being sworn in before thousands of people in the capital Sunday to start his five-year term. Correspondent Columbus Mavungo reports from Harare for VOA.
In his inaugural speech Sunday, Mnangagwa asked his political foes to bury their differences for the task ahead.
We are all Zimbabweans. What unites us is greater than what could ever divide us.
The Movement for Democratic Change Alliance boycotted an invitation to the inauguration. The party wants to take its objections to the election to the African Union. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
The Vatican's retired ambassador to the United States has written a letter accusing senior Vatican officials of knowing that the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., the ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, regularly sexually abused students. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hemman reports.
The 11-page letter is attributed to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who urges Pope Francis to resign over the issue. The letter says Vatican leaders were aware of McCarrick inviting seminarians into his bed as far back as 2000, but still promoted him to cardinal. The letter, published by the National Catholic Register and LifeSite News, also accuses Francis of initially rehabilitating McCarrick, despite being told about his pension for young seminarians in 2013. Francis accepted McCarrick's resignation as cardinal last month. I'm Mike Hempen.
A 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit western Iran early Sunday. One person died. Dozens were injured. The earthquake struck in Kermanshah province. It was felt in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. And the top story of the hour, police say three people, including the gunman, are dead after a mass shooting at a shopping mall in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. Nine other people suffered wounds, in the shooting. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.